Peah Perik Bey's Mishnah Zayin. Sada Shekitzarua Kusim, a field whose grain was cut by Kusim is Lavdavka, it means non-Jews. The censors took it out, but that's what the Mufashim explained. Kitzarua Listim, or bandits, could even be Jewish thieves, cut it. Kirsimua Nemalim, or ants gnaw awaited it, meaning you didn't cut it down, ants did. Shivarata Haruach Ovehema, or the wind or an animal came and then it, you know, the wind blew it down, or an animal came and bit away at it, whatever. Petura, all these cases are pater from Peah. The Rav says, because the Torah says of a kutrachem, that we have to be the ones that cut it, not somebody else or something else. So I just wanted to focus on the part about the non-Jews, when they cut it. So the Rav says that they cut it for themselves. But if it was the workers that cut it for the Jewish owner, then he would be chayv, and it's as if the Jewish owner cut it. And Kiveger brings a prichadish that says that even if it's not even the Poalim, but even a regular non-Jew that does it for a Jew, even without him knowing, the Jew is still chayv and peah. So the Mishnah Rishonah asks, how is this possible? There's no shlichus by a non-Jew, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin. So the Minchas Chinuch explains that when a worker does something for his master, that has nothing to do with shlichus. Rather, we say the concept of yad poel ki yad bal habayis, that the poel, a person's worker, is an extension of his hand. But that would only work with a person's worker. What about the Pri Chodesh's case that he says, even if it's not a worker and he just does it for another Jew, for the tzorch of that Jew, he's also chayv and peah? So the Mishnah Rishonah himself says that ein achanami, that if a guy would cut it midiraisa in all these cases, midiraisa, he's not chayv and peah. It's a din derabbanan, that if a guy cuts it, that he's still chayv and peah. Almost like a knas to make sure that every Jew doesn't just have a guy cut his field and this he would, you know, relieve himself of the chiyuv of peah. However, really, there's no shlichus by a guy, and even if it's his own worker, it sounds like the Mishnah Rishonah holds that he's not chayv midiraisa in peah. The Rush and Rabbeinu Shamshin in his parish on the Yerushalmi, it's called the Rash. So they both say that we're dealing here with a guy that cut the field, his own field, and then he was misgayer. So the Yerushalmi says that a person that does it, a guy that cuts it, and then he's misgayer, so he's potter from peah on his own field, because since he cut it while he wasn't Jewish, he's potter. So I'm going to read the last line of the Mishnah now. Katzer chetzia, v'katzer listim chetzia. So if a person cut the first half of his field, so he still has half his field left to go, and he has in mind that at the end he's going to leave peah. And then, lo and behold, the bandits come, and then they cut the second half of the field, and they take it away. Petura, he's potter. Shechoyves ha-peah bekama, because the chiyuv of peah was standing there in the standing stalks of grain. He didn't cut it down yet. That's where the chiyuv was, and he was probably going to cut a little bit more, but then leave it over. So therefore, he's potter from peah. So one may ask, but one second, when a person cuts down his whole field, he's still chayv in peah from what he cut, that we learned in previous Mishnayos, that he then has to bring peah from what he cut. So the answer is, the Mefarshim explain, that which we say that after a person cuts his field, he's chayv in peah for what he's cut, it's almost like it's a takana, that he can fix what he did. In other words, he should have left over from the standing grain, but since he cut the whole thing down, so he's able to fix it by giving a portion of it to Aniyim as peah. But in this case, he didn't really mess anything up because it's not his fault, because the goyim came, or the listim, or the bandits came, and then they cut the field. So because of that, that made him potter. He doesn't have to fix anything because he wasn't the one that actually cut it down. Like the Mishnah says, the chiv of the peah was in what was standing, and it was cut by somebody else.